I'm reading from Leviticus. We're going to have several texts this morning, but we begin with chapter 23. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest. It is a holy convocation. You will do no work on it, because it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all of your dwellings. Now, these are the feasts of the Lord. They are holy convocations, which you shall proclaim on their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover.'" Briefly, I'd like to read from the New Testament, Matthew 26. It's an account of Jesus Christ celebrating this particular holy day, this holy gathering that God proclaimed they were supposed to do. Matthew 26, beginning with verse 17. "On the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?' And Jesus goes on and gives them instructions from verse 18 to verse 25. And then in verse 26, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to the disciples, and he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them again, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, because this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" This is a special weekend in the life of our country. Tomorrow marks the 235th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence that the 13 original English colonies declared independence and freedom from England. They did not want to be bound by the laws of England, etc. And it's interesting that God has holidays too, just like we do. People, families, nations, churches, countries, cities, everybody that ever lived and everybody that lives and will live celebrates certain instances and certain events in your life. Whether it's the anniversary of our country, whether it's your birthday, whether it's any type of event, we tend to remember these things. Every day of the year has a holiday someplace for somebody. It's interesting, as you read Scripture, and here in chapter 23 of Leviticus, God has made seven specific holidays that he says, "These days you will remember, you will have a certain service, you will have a certain ceremony, and these days are days of commemoration. These are my days, I made the appointment, I made these days, and you will celebrate them. You can come to the celebration only if you have my invitation. And if you come and you celebrate, you have to celebrate according to my rules. You can't make them up on your own." It's interesting that the root of our word in English, holiday, comes from the word holy days. These are days that have been set aside. Holy means to be separate, to be different than everything else. And God has seven special days or times of the year when he commanded his people Israel through his servant Moses for them to commemorate. And although we find them in different places of the Old Testament, and we find them fulfilled in the New Testament, and as far as God's chosen people Israel, today they continue to celebrate these seven special feasts, as God calls them. Notice God doesn't exactly call them holy or holidays, but he calls them feasts. We usually think of a feast as when we get together to eat, to have fellowship. And these were special days that God appointed, and he's going to have fellowship with his people. Translated from the Hebrew, this word feast means appointment, an appointed time. A time that somebody appointed for a meeting. And the one that made the appointment is God himself. And he set the date. And the people that have to come to the appointment are his chosen people, Israel. Now, in each one of these special days, although they were given to Israel, Israel was God's chosen people, we find that they were fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And being fulfilled by Jesus Christ become part of the heritage of the church, those of us that are believers. And we see in the Old Testament feasts and holidays and holy days of God, we see our redemption fulfilled through the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, as background and in the coming weeks, I'd like to take us a little journey through these seven feasts that Israel celebrated and find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ and his ministry and see how Jews and Israel celebrates them today and what the consequence is for the believers and for the church. And I pray that this would be an interesting study for us as we dig in a little bit into our Hebrew or Jewish roots of the Old Testament. But as a little bit of background, first of all, I want to repeat that there were seven such special days, although later on several more were added, but they were added by the people, not by God. One of them is, of course, Hanukkah, which is a celebration of the restoration of the temple under the Maccabean period of time. But these seven feasts, Israel was an agricultural society. Everything they did basically revolved around harvests in the fall. And in the springtime, they had to go out and plow the fields and they had to plant their seed. And if God was merciful and if there was rain in the fall, they would have a harvest. Of these seven festivals or holy days, and some of them were literally one day and some of them were an actual week, we find that four of the seven occur in the springtime. And three of them occur in the fall. And as you read scripture, what is beautiful and what is interesting is when Jesus fulfilled them. Because each of these feasts, beginning with Passover that we read about today, they speak to us and they portray to us a part of the redemption of Jesus Christ. For example, the Passover lamb, when it was killed and the blood was sprinkled on the door and the doorposts, the angel, seeing the blood, would pass over that house and the firstborn would be spared from death. And that typifies for us the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And as we come under the cross and under the blood of Jesus Christ that is shed, what we will celebrate today that portrays and that typified and that symbolized in the Old Testament, the future coming redemptive Lamb of God that John said, remember, he points to Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And so there were seven of these feasts. Four of them were in the spring. Three were in the fall. And what's interesting is that in his life on earth, and beginning with the day Jesus died, and then when he rose again on the third day, and then 50 days later with the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down to earth and formed the church, those were fulfilled by Jesus Christ, and they have a fulfilled application for us in the church. And most Messianic Jews believe that the fall harvests that talk about the coming of Jesus Christ a second time to earth to set up his kingdom and to judge the world before the kingdom is established, they will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ literally on the day of the year, whatever year it is, that Israel will be celebrating the fall harvests. And that's an interesting concept to consider, because when Jesus died, as we know, it was the Passover. And throughout the Old Testament, the Jews, every year they would celebrate Passover. They would kill the lamb that memorialized, that reminded them of the one time 3,500 years ago in Egypt when they were slaves and when they killed that one lamb. But that event occurred one time in the history of Israel. And ever since then, even until today, they celebrate it every year as a memorial service. And for the church and for Christians, its application is found in the Lord's Supper. The Lord died on the day of Passover. And we just read from the New Testament, on the day when Jesus was betrayed, he takes the bread and he breaks it. And he says it's a new covenant. Not the old covenant, not the old remembrance and commemoration of when they were liberated from Egypt, but when we were liberated from the kingdom of Satan and darkness and sin. As you look, perhaps, on the Jewish calendar when these events occurred, you need to remember that at the time Israel lived on a lunar agricultural calendar. And so, compared to our Gregorian calendar, if we use our current day calendar, a lot of these holy days would occur mixed up throughout the year. For example, the fall harvest festivals might occur in the spring and vice versa. And so you need to remember that as we read them consecutively, they occurred in a given year, beginning with spring and ended in the fall. And so Passover. Passover is the first of the seven. Passover is the foundation. Passover, symbolically looking forward to Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, shows us that Jesus Christ was the Lamb that came one time. In Hebrews we say, and we read, the writer of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ died one time. He does not die every year. He does not die every time we commemorate the Lord's Supper, as some churches teach. This is simply a picture of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. The Old Testament celebration of Passover, in a physical, literal sense, celebrated Israel coming out of Egypt and out of slavery. And God set them free so that they would be his holy people, so that they would come into the place where God would meet them. God would meet with them, and God would dwell among them in the tabernacle, in the meeting place. And that Passover lamb symbolized Jesus Christ. And so the Old Testament, the Jews today still look back at Passover. Believers throughout the Old Testament, they looked forward to the coming Messiah, beginning with Genesis 3:15, when God promises Adam and Eve that from your seed will come the one that will crush and bruise the head of Satan. And Old Testament believers looked forward to the cross, looked forward to the coming Messiah. Those of us in the church age look back at Jesus Christ. And today, as we celebrate and we take the bread, it reminds us of the body of Jesus Christ that was broken on the cross, literally crucified one time forever. The blood representing the life of Jesus Christ that flowed from the cross. The blood that cleanses us from our sin. That is a celebration. We look back to the cross. And then to bring it into focus, it looks forward to the time when Jesus Christ will come again. He'll take us to be into his presence, and we eternally live with him because of what God did for us through Jesus Christ. And so read chapter 23 of Leviticus and familiarize yourself with the other coming feasts. We'll look at them week by week as we encounter them in Scripture. And may God bless his word. Amen.